Good morning and welcome to episode 104 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 1st of June 2021 and today's episode is the Logitech MX Ergo. Yes, you're right, I have bought a new toy and today I'm going to talk about that toy. And as you may remember back in December, or probably not, that I said that, oh, I will talk about 2 minutes every day. And today, the famous first words I would say is, maybe we can keep that time. But let's get started. So the Logitech MX Ergo is an ergonomical mouse. And I have had my eyes on one for a while. And finally, I decided to buy one. And as a combination or a complement to my ergonomical keyboard. And if you look at this mouse, it looks like a clamshell, really. It's like oval and out on the side. And on the left-hand side of the mouse, there is a ball. So you can actually control the movement of the cursor with the ball and using your thumb. So it's a thumb-controlled mouse. You don't move the mouse around on the desk, but you just use this ball. And that makes this being a right-handed mouse only. I don't know if there is left-handed mouses out there with the ball or the trackball instead. But you have to look around. But if you look at this one, it's right hand only. And this is the first trackball mouse I ever owned. I have tried one far in the past. And back, I do remember that it was a little bit weird to use it. And that was my biggest fear with this one. And do mind that it's not a cheap mouse. It's around $80. So it's quite a punch for a mouse, I would say. Not compared to an Apple mouse, of course. But for a mouse, it's quite a lot of money. If you just want to try out, there is other ergonomical mouses out there that is like half price. The predecessor to this one is around half price. But I bought this one because it has an additional button, and that button you can use to move it into what's called precision mode. That means that the ball gets less sensitive, and then you can just click the button again and it will be normal sensitivity of the movement of the cursor. It has a left hand mouse and a right hand mouse, and I'm not sure if it has a central click, a middle button click either. It's not something that I will use anyway, so I don't really care about it. And there is a scroll wheel. You can click on the scroll wheel as well, and you can push it sideways, so you can actually side scroll with the mouse as well. And I think that is something that is quite necessary on a mouse, especially since I've been using an Apple mouse for a long time and get used to the kind of trackpad-y feeling on the Apple mouse. But also my finger really hurts using an Apple mouse for a long time, so I prefer to not use it. And there is of course also a back and forward type of button on the mouse. And I have before used a Logitech MX Anywhere mouse as a complement to my Apple Magic Mighty Mouse. I don't remember the name of the Apple mouse. The white, you know, the normal Apple mouse. Because I get pain in my hand when you're using the Apple mouse. And so as I said, my biggest concern with the Logitech mouse was really to use it. Because it's very different to control the cursor with your thumb instead of moving the mouse around on your desk. But I am surprised that after just an hour's use or so, it feels so natural. And I love to use it. I'm maybe not as precise yet with it as I am with a normal mouse. But hey, I've used it for a few days. So I think that I will get super precise with this mouse in just a while. It's not that I'm missing buttons or menu items and stuff like that. It's just if you do the really fine grind things, I'm not as precise with it as the normal mouse. But I can just click the precise button and it will be better. But I don't really need to do that either. I have had some issues with the back and forward button. Especially I use that a lot in the browser to browse back mainly. But I think that was just because I didn't restart my computer, so or the browser. So I will try and worked that out a while. I mean, nowadays you don't need to neither restart the browser or the computer more than maybe the browser maybe once a week and the computer every time you get an update from Apple, essentially. I think my computer is super stable, and that is probably the reason why that doesn't really work. So I will reboot and try around a little bit, and hopefully that will work better. And if I compare this mouse to my Logitech MX mouse or the Apple mouse, I really enjoy it, and I think that it will be super practical. And the thing that I specifically like with it is that you don't need to move your whole arm when you are using the mouse. You just, as it is now, I just lift my hand and angle it a little bit, and I and then end up on the mouse, and then I can control the whole cursor, and I can move my hand back. So it's a small movement of the arm. Another feature that this mouse has is that it has a metal plate on the bottom that is attached to the mouse with magnets, and you can change the angle of the mouse with 20 degrees. And it's only two levels here. So it's either 0 degrees or 20. It's not in between. So if you look at it, keep that in mind. But that means that you can change a little bit the angle during the day. So part of the day, I may have it at 0 degrees, and then I can switch it up to change how I use the mouse. I have use a different angle, and that way you can you don't stress the arm in the same way the whole day. And it's just that you push on the mouse and you will get this angle. That, I think, is a quite nice feature. It has a software for the Mac where you can control how different applications should work with the different buttons. So you can control that quite fine-grainedly. I have just configured Brave, the Brave browser, because that is my main browser. And as I said, I didn't really get it to work, but hopefully a reboot will do. And if I don't get this to work, make sure that you will hear about it, of course. Another thing that is really different compared to a normal mouse is it's really silent. So now I'm actually moving the cursor around on my screen, and you will probably not hear it. And now if I take the Apple mouse and I move that around, you can definitely hear that noise. So it's a lot more silent, and that is a good thing, especially when I do recordings and things. I didn't think about it before, but it's quite obvious now when I do use it that it's more quiet. So that is a good pro. So I am so far super, super happy with it. There is, of course, things that I need to figure out. How will I feel with it in the long-term use? How is the battery use? Because it's a cordless mouse. But so far, I haven't even charged it yet, anything. And it says it has half battery. So that's a good sign. But I will probably get back to the mouse in 2-3 months or something when I've used it for a longer time. But so far, I really like it. So that was today's episode. It wasn't 2 minutes. It was 8 minutes. But it was shorter than usual, at least. So until tomorrow, have a fantastic day, and see you here back then. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.